For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday evening, December 26th, 1983, midwinter camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Bob Mixon is the speaker of the evening.
Amen. Two of you out there. Hello. It's me again. Amen. Thank you, sister, huh? Well, that's all right. Amen. We're going to get it. Hallelujah. When I look into your holy hand, when I gaze into your loving hand, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you, when I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you, I worship you, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship.
Renewed and be renewed. Oh, For thus saith the High and the Lofty One, in my Father's house there are many dwellings. Have I not told you? And have I not cried unto you and longed after you with an everlasting love? Has my heart not even burned just to have you come into my presence? Oh, my beloved, lift up your head, lift up your eyes, lift up your voices, lift up your hands and your hearts and come nigh unto me, saith the Lord. For I long to fellowship and to commune with you in the secret place. I long to draw you even unto myself, for I've loved you with an everlasting love, and I've watched over you. I've watched over you. I've watched over you with jealousy, saith the Lord thy God, for I keep you. I have watched over you, and I keep you. But my beloved, lift up your heart, lift up your eyes, lift up your hands, and come near unto me, saith the Lord, for I desire to be near the Lord thy beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Appreciate the presence of the Lord. And the song of the Lord. I tell you, I've been so encouraged the past few months as Kathy and I have traveled around to see that the Lord is loosing a whole new dimension of worship. It's just being loosed upon the body of Christ. And we're seeing creative things happen. I just feel led to share this with you. I've shared it with a few, but Kathy and I were in Morris, Illinois just a few weeks ago. And the church, we were there 4 years ago, and it was just a typical little, you know, charismatic church, hot bounce, and on with the show. And they've been through some real fire in the last few years, but it's been a purifying fire to them. And what they've come forth as is it's one instrument worshiping the Lord. And when we were up there, the song of the Lord began to come forth, and it wasn't just the song leader and one musician. It was all the musicians and the whole congregation, and there were choruses and refrains, and it was just like it was written down on a page for everybody to read, and for nobody could read. And it was so creative, and I just want to encourage you in the Lord. There's a whole new dimension of worship that's being loosed and birthed in the Spirit. Amen. And God's still calling whosoever will. Amen. He's going to have worshipers. Bless the Lord. Amen. Philippians. Philippians. Amen. Not Hebrews. Philippians. I thought we were going to be here last night, but we're not. We're here tonight. But I got lots of running room. I'm going to have to quit that, Glenn. I had that thing tied in a knot by the end of the service today. Glory to God. I wasn't in Philippians last night. I was in John last night. Amen. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 3. Father, we thank you for your presence, for your Spirit, for your life. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight that Jesus is Lord. He's master of this place and of this service. And Father, right now we just give ourselves unto that Lordship. We submit ourselves. We submit our ministries and our hearts and our hands and our lives unto Jesus. And Father, we ask tonight that Jesus be exalted, Jesus be lifted up. And Father, by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of truth, bring forth revelation and bring forth life, that even through this word, Father, that there might be an impartation of your life into our hearts and into our lives tonight. Father, that it might not just be that which thrills us, Lord, but that which changes us. Father, let something be done tonight. Let something be done tonight that's eternal in our lives. And Father, we give you glory and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, finally, my brethren. Amen. I want you to notice here that the Apostle Paul wrote two chapters of Philippians. He wrote, finally, my brethren, and then he wrote two more. Amen. That's just like preachers, isn't it? Amen. We say, finally, my brethren, to let you know we caught our second wind. Aren't you glad I'm starting the night with finally, my brethren? Amen. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things, the Amplified adds over and over and over again to you. To me is not grievous, but for you it's safe. That translation says I don't get tired of giving this same piece of advice. Amen. I want to tell you something. The joy of the Lord is a safety net for the charismatic Christian, or the Pentecostal Christian, or the deeper life Christian, or the going on Christian, or any kind of Christian. The joy of the Lord is a safety net for you. It'll keep you from falling into slime pits. Glory, I said nobody heard that. It'll keep you from falling into slime pits. Amen. It'll keep you from getting religious. It'll keep you from getting so deep and that the whole world becomes spooky. Well, brother, are you ready for this revelation? No? Hello? If you got to say it like that, I'm not. and I hope I'm not ever. Real people serving a real God, having real experiences. Isn't that what it's about? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I've got to get you ready for verse 2. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord because it's safe. Verse 2, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Let me give you a little thumbnail of church history in the book of Acts. Acts 2, the Holy Ghost fell. Amen? And God's church was born in a blaze of fire. Glory to God. And the Lord didn't have any grandchildren that day. Amen. I said he didn't have any grandchildren that day. Everybody had a relationship, a real and a living experience with a real and a living God. But it doesn't take long for tradition to get in. We all are quiet. Maybe we ought to start over. Amen. Yeah, hey, good. Let's start over. Yes. But one day, Peter got hungry. How many are glad for Peter? Amen. Peter got hungry and he went up on the roof to pray and he fell asleep. How many can relate with Peter? Amen. Got hungry, decided he was going to pray, and fell asleep on his post. Amen. And the Lord spoke to him. Amen. Thank God for Peter. The Lord spoke to Peter, and he said, Peter, I want you to go over to a man's house named Cornelius, and I want you to preach the good news to him. And when you get there, I don't want you to argue, and I don't want you to call them unclean, and I don't want you to disqualify them because they don't fit your mold. I don't want you to do anything to leave them out of the covenant because I call them clean, and I say it's all right. And Peter got there and he began to preach to him and the Holy Ghost fell. And they began to speak in tongues and began to prophesy. And immediately there was a fight in Jerusalem. Oh, isn't that just the way it is? Amen. Whenever God begins to do something in the church is the one to fight it. They said, listen, these Gentiles can't have it because they didn't do it our way. And from that day, false apostles began to go out of Jerusalem and preach that the Gentiles had to do it like the Jews. And it's been that way ever since. Anybody remember Howard Knatzer? Four of us. But he was a dear Southern Baptist pastor. And God told him he was going to die. But he wasn't going to stay dead. And he told his wife he was going to die. But he wasn't going to stay dead. And one day they called her and said, your husband died. And she said, that's okay. He's not going to stay dead. And God raised him back from the dead, and immediately things began to happen in his Southern Baptist church. And people began to get filled with the Holy Ghost, and miracles began to happen. But old Howard was having trouble getting loosed in tongues. He'd been prayed for, and most of his hair rubbed off and knocked in the floor. And he'd held on and turned loose, and he'd done everything that he could think of to do to try and get loosed in tongues, and he never could. And one day he was home in his kitchen, and he said, all right, Lord, as a point of contact, I'm going to grab the handle of my refrigerator, and the minute my hand touches that refrigerator handle, I'm going to speak in tongues. And God honored him. He reached over and he grabbed the refrigerator handle and began to speak in tongues. But Howard said something. He said, if I was like most churches, I'd say that the way you get the Holy Ghost is to grab a refrigerator handle. Is anybody listening to me? Paul said, watch out for anybody who's going to bring you into bondage and tell you that you can't go on in God unless you do it their way. Amen. Watch out for the legalism of the circumcision. Watch out for the old order. Watch out for that which would say you can't press in because we didn't have it that way in our day. Watch out for them. What's the first thing I said? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I'm getting you prepared. Don't get so busy watching out, you lose your joy. You ever get that way? I thank thee, Father, I'm not as other men. I've received truth. Well, amen. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord because it's safe. But on top of that, we are the circumcision. Let's worship God in the Spirit. And have no confidence, listen to this, in the flesh. The Amplified says, and we put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh, on outward privileges, physical advantages, and external appearances. We got no confidence in what we look like on the outside. We are the circumcision because we've been called worshipers. Glory to God. Though I might also, this is Paul speaking, have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews is touching the law of Pharisee. That's holiness. Concerning zeal, amen. I was persecuting the church. You don't get any more zealous. He thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. After he got saved, he said, the law came, sin revived, and I died. Before he got saved, it's concerning touching the law, I'm blameless. Yea, but what things were gained to me, those I counted, and I am counting loss, one combined loss, excess baggage for Christ. In fact, worse than loss, because it was things that had to be unlearned. All of his religion was only holding him back. I tell you, I'm learning to hate religion with a passion. It inoculates people against truth. It gives them just enough of what looks right to keep them away from God. And Paul said, all of my perfect spotlessness is one combined loss. Gamaliel's right-hand man would have been the top lawyer in Israel. A rich, wealthy, powerful, influential man. And he said, it's just too much baggage. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. The Amplified, yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the precious privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding Him more fully and more clearly. Paul said, everything in my life is one combined loss when I compare it to the everyday, keep on breathing experiences of getting closer and learning more and drawing nearer to Him. Brother, how long y'all been married?
43 years.
Sister, you think you know a little more right now than you did 43 years ago? Uh-huh. You probably know a little bit more than last week. I do too. I've learned a secret, and it's real profound. Nobody miss it. This is how we're all going to make it. You ready? That was it. Breathe in, breathe out. Well, brother, that's not deep. Mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Probably not spiritual, but it is. But it is. Paul said, I'm developing an attitude that everything in the world is one combined loss compared to living through the week, drawing closer to Jesus. Well, amen. When we all thought it was by and by in the sky, we always said, well, when by and by gets here, it'll be okay. But from here till now, things are pretty rough. Y'all didn't say that. I don't believe it. And then we said, someday, the Lord's going to loosen the body of Christ, a release. But until then, things are pretty rough. But the reality is, things aren't so rough. Because every day, we're drawing nearer. And we're coming more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him. But I'm getting more excited about just living. I'm finding something more tangible and something more real in spending time with my wife and baby. And getting up in the mornings to pray. Not to earn points, but to spend time with Him. And worshiping Him. Because it's another opportunity to come into His presence. Everything in my life is one combined loss compared to Him. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but rubbish, that I may win Christ. And I found out something about God. You can either count it rubbish or He'll make it rubbish. Hello. Well, come on. Amen. It's a lot easier to count it rubbish. God will let you have anything that's not too important. And when whatever it is becomes too important, it's so much rubbish. Whether it's ministry or influence. And they overcame Him by what? And they loved not their suke unto death. There's three Greek words for life. There's bios, physical life. We've got that, so do the plants. There's zoe, that's God life. Amen. That's a life principle. That's what holds all things together. And there's psuche, that which pertains to the mind and the will and the emotion. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, a demonstration of the Logos. Glory. And they loved not their psuche unto death. They were willing to lay it aside. Hello. I'll volunteer to lay down my bios unto death. Amen. How many times did I say, Lord Jesus, just tomorrow. Or do something to me tomorrow. But my psuche is the one that I hold so dear. And Paul said it's one combined loss. Nothing but a pile of rubbish. That I may win Christ and be found. Beck's translation says, find myself in him. Take a quick poll. How many know somebody? I know it's not you, but how many know somebody who have been having trouble relating themselves in the body of Christ? Three of you. Maybe we ought to give an altar call here and get everybody delivered. How many of you have said, Lord, I just don't know who I am or where I fit or what you want me to do? Paul said, everything in my life is one combined loss compared to finding myself in him. My personality is completed in him. My joy is fulfilled in him. My desire is manifested in him. Glory. He's all. In him we live and move and have our being. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. My determined purpose is that I may genosko him. My determined purpose is that I may know him. That's not know him. That's know him. It's the marriage word. It's the one translated in the Septuagint in Genesis where Adam knew Eve. That I may know him. That I may intimately become one with him. That I may genosko him. Know the power of his resurrection. That I may experience the life-giving power. And the fellowship of his sufferings. We ever quote that one? We were made conformable to his death. We said it this morning. Jesus wasn't sick. Hello. He paid his bills. Yes, he did. And he didn't take any stuff off the devil. But he suffered human experience. If by any means I might attain. Underline that word. There's work there. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Anybody stands on the end time, and I really don't care. Because I'm not here to preach end time, I'm here to preach now. But there's a resurrection. It's by the grace of God. And that's not the one Paul's talking about. Well, y'all don't have to believe that, but I do. The grace of God's more than enough. I'm bought and paid for. If I stay in covenant, I'm in covenant. Well, brother, what's going to happen in the end time? Don't matter, I'm going to be involved. You think we're going to fly away? Not really, but if we do, I'm going. Think we're going to stay here and get transformed? I don't know, but if we do, I will. Amen. Whatever God's got, I'm going to have. Amen. The reason I can say that so boldly is because he paid for it. Hello? But that's not what he's talking about. Let me read it from the Amplified. That if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead even while in the body. You're living in a dead world with a dead economy. Amen? And dead bodies. Amen? That we got to speak life into. We've got people walking around that are corpses. We got governments that are decaying and falling. We got church systems dying before our very eyes. Paul said, my purpose, my determined purpose, is to know Him, to enter into Him, to experience Him in resurrection and in suffering, and to attain and to lay hold of the resurrection power that lifts me out of any death that I'm supposed to walk through. Glory. Amen. I'm rising up. Caught up. God gave us some heaven to get to heaven in. Hello. Not as though I'd already attained. Either we're already perfect. That means perfect. Amen. Yeah, well, brother, don't you think that ought to be mature? Well, that's even bigger than perfect as far as I'm concerned. Be ye mature as God is mature. Be ye perfect for your Father is perfect. Not as though I'd already apprehended. Not as though I'd already attained, or either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that I may capture, that I may appropriate, that I may lay hold of that for which I have been laid hold of by Him. I want to capture the purposes of God. I want to experience the reality of what He called me for. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. Everybody say one thing. One thing. How many?
One.
How many?
One.
How many?
One.
You sure? One thing I do. I'm going to pray more. That'd be good, wouldn't it? It's not in there. I'm going to spend more time worshiping God. That'd be good. Right in there. I'm on a covenant to start reading my word 3 hours every day. That's good. One thing I do. One thing I do. One thing I do. I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting what's behind me. But I'm not stopping there. This will be back on the tape in just a second. This one thing I do, I'm forgetting what's behind me, and I'm straining, and I'm pressing. It's an Olympic word. It's an Olympic word. The marathon runner ran miles and miles and miles. Anybody in here run? There's one. Brother, you know what it feels like. And you run, and you run, and you run, and all your muscles are cramping on you. Your diaphragm feels like it's going to close up on you. Your blood's pounding, and your head's doing this. And you feel like you're ready to fall down and die. But the marathon runner had run miles, but when he crossed the last line, and he looked up, he saw the finish line. And the adrenaline began to pump through him. And he reached down inside himself, and he grabbed enough energy, and he got his second wind, and he took off full speed ahead. Paul said, I'm forgetting how far I've run. And I'm forgetting how bad I hurt. And I'm forgetting what all I've been through. And I'm reaching down inside myself to get that last burst of energy to run full speed ahead because the finish is in sight. I said the finish is in sight. Paul could see it 2,000 years ago. The finish is in sight. Glory to God. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and straining, reaching forth unto those things which are behind, I press toward the mark, the scopos. I press toward the visual mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Glory. I can use that. Amen. You know, if I look at y'all, I can walk towards y'all. And I can see these chairs here, and that's okay. But if I decide to walk this way and look that way, I didn't fall, but I could have. David Alsobrook told a story when he went to camp as a little boy. And he saw all the big boys out there on the archery range. And they were flinging those arrows, amen, and hitting bullseyes. And he got up there and said, I can't do that. So he pulled it back and closed his eyes and let go. And went off in the field somewhere. The instructor said, son, I can see what you're doing wrong. You aren't looking. He said, yeah, but it won't do any good. I can't hit it. He said, well, aim and try. So he picked up his bow and put an arrow on and pulled it back, and he aimed right at that bullseye and let it go. And he missed the bullseye. But he hit the target. Hello. Hello. Paul said, one thing I'm doing is forgetting where I've been. And I'm keeping my eye. I'm keeping my eye on the prize. And I'm not going to lose sight of Him. And I'm not going to quit running. Amen. If my legs hurt, praise God, I'm going to run a little bit harder. If my diaphragm feels like it closes in, I'm going to get so excited about seeing what's coming. Well, I hadn't got you what's coming yet, but I'll get you there. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if any be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, whereunto we've already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, as so as ye have us, for many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they're the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, whose mind is on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Soter, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're citizens of the commonwealth of heaven, and we're looking for the Soter. That's the word used in classical Greek of the conquering general. And he came riding into town upon his horse, and his sons rode behind him on big white horses, and the enemies were chained and being drugged through the street behind them. He said, keep your eyes, because the general's on the way. Be the God which always causes us to. That's the same word, the same parade. What are you saying, brother? God's got a white horse right at the front of the parade. Get on it. Because this is going to go through some deserts before we get there. Hello? May go through some swamps before we get there. May go through some cold places or some hot places. There's going to be wonderful times. And not so wonderful times. But the parade of triumph is always there. And God's got a horse for you. What's the first thing I said? Rejoice in the Lord. Because it's safe. Where are we going? In Him. And into Him. And press it on to Him. And everything that we have, and everything that we are, and everything that we've become, is nothing. And everything that we have, and everything that we are, and everything that we've become, is nothing. But everything that we can be, all our potential, is in Him. Is that okay? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you love these. And Lord, you love them with an everlasting love. And Lord, all that they need and all that they desire and all that they long for, you've laid aside for them. And you've opened up to them. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I stand with these. And Father, we just lay aside that which has been past. Lord, we lay aside that which we've experienced. We lay aside the weariness. We lay aside the hurts. We lay aside the confusion. We lay aside everything, Lord, except you. And Father, we lift our eyes. We lift our eyes. And Lord Jesus, we see you as the conqueror, as the mighty one, as the Lord, as the general, as the one that's leading, as the one that's leading forth in battle, as the one that's leading us forward, Lord. And tonight, by your Spirit, Lord, I ask that you breathe upon this word. And Lord, you blow away that which is human and that which is understanding. And Lord, you bring forth that purity of seed, Lord, that which will bring forth life in the midst and in the hearts of these. And Father, for those or for that one, Lord, that's been struggling against the odds, for that one that the flood has risen against, Father, even this night, cause their eyes to be open to see the prize. Cause their eyes to be open, Lord, to see the finish line. Oh, Lord Jesus, cause them to see, Lord, that you have placed within them what's needed to conquer and to overcome. Father, we look to you and we worship you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. My brother, would you come to the piano and just begin to worship the Lord? And let us begin to worship the Lord. Yes. My sister in the red plan. Would you come up here? I feel like the Lord wants me to minister to you. Glory. Right now in Jesus' name, I just speak life. Father, I speak life. Lord, I rebuke all weariness. I rebuke all weariness and I speak life. Oh, Father, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I speak life. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's begin to worship the Lord. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I just speak life into this body. I speak life, Lord, into these emotions, Lord. I speak life into these emotions. I rebuke all weariness. I rebuke all weariness. Oh, you discouragement, you loose my sister in Jesus' name. Father, right now, Lord, cause those scales to fall from her eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus, cause her to see. Cause her to see. Cause her to see, Lord, that it's not been in vain. Lord, that it's not been in vain. Lord Jesus, that she's not prayed in vain, that she's not believed in vain, that she's not stood fast in vain. But Lord Jesus, it is truly appropriated. It's already unlocked, Lord. It's already accomplished. Oh, Lord Jesus, cause my sister to see. Cause my sister to see. Cause my sister to see. Oh, Father, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let the life, let the life, let the life begin to flow through my sister's mind and her emotions. Father, all discouragement must bow in Jesus' name. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Sister, I saw you just a plowing away, and you had your hand on the plow, and the plow was cutting through the earth, and the Lord was cutting deep, and everything was going, but your eyes begin to fall down, and you begin to see stones, and you begin to see obstacles, and pretty soon the path begin to do this instead of being straight, and then you begin to grow discouraged, and you begin to look in your immediate area, and you said, but Lord, I've planted, and I've dug, and I've sowed, and I've prayed, and I've believed, and I'm not seeing the results of it. But the Lord says, you go back to your first work, and you go back to your first love, and you keep your hands on the plow, and keep your eye on the prize, and your eyes off the road, because the Lord's causing it to work straight, and even that which you thought's been wasted is going to bring forth fruit. Even that which you thought was sown in bad soil is going to bring forth fruit. Even those areas where you thought stones were going to be obstacles is going to bring forth fruit. Because the Lord looks at the intent of the heart. And the Lord looks at the intent of your heart, but He wants you to be encouraged and not discouraged, and to take strength and to take heart in Him. It's not in vain. 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 I'm going to take that home with me. Amen. Somebody else does too. Glory to God. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. Hallelujah. 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 We don't need to look down at where we've been. We need to look up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I sense that the Lord wants to minister to some people with just depression and heaviness of spirit. And the Lord wants to loose that from off of you tonight. The Lord wants to loose that from off of you tonight. If you're in here and you've been battling discouragement and you've been battling heaviness in your own heart and in your own life, I want you to stand to your feet and begin to worship the Lord. Stand to your feet and begin to worship the Lord. The Lord says He's going to give you a garment of praise. That spirit of heaviness is going to be loosed from off of you. He's going to give you a garment of praise. Brother, let's praise the Lord. Let's rejoice in Him. Glory to God. Let's exalt Him. Hallelujah. Let's begin to worship Him and to praise Him and rejoice in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. 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 Glory. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We exalt you. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. We exalt you. We bless you. We exalt you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's continue to praise Him. Continue to exalt Him. Amen. They marched around the walls of Jericho. Amen. They marched around and they shouted the victory before the battle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you My sister back here in the blue jeans and the blue with the red and the blonde hair. Sister, she's right behind you. My sister, would you come up here and let me pray for you? Yeah, you, amen. The Lord wants to, let's not quit, amen. We hadn't been loose yet. Let's just continue to rejoice in the Lord. Let's continue to rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's one that you serve, and upon his shoulders can lay the key of David. And he opens and no man shuts, and he shuts and no man's open. And the Lord says he's opened doors before you that no man can shut. He's opening up areas before you that no man can shut. There's been times in your life when you begin to move and you begin to flow, and it was just as if somebody slammed the door on you. And you grew discouraged, and you said, God, I was doing fine until this happened, and now I don't know what to do. And you've been honest and cried out before God and said, well, God, I just don't understand. I thought I was obedient. I thought I was doing what you wanted, but just soon as I felt like I was beginning to be where you wanted me to be, everything shut down. The Lord said that he's got a key upon his shoulder, and he's opening before you what won't be shut. And the Lord says the growth has been the cause of the shut doors. Sometimes you grow more with shut doors. Amen. And sometimes we go through the wrong doors and the Lord's mercy shuts them. But the Lord says he's going to open a door before you. He's going to open a door before you before the year of 84 is over. You're going to find yourself entering into circumstances and entering into situations that you've prayed and you've asked and you've thought and you've prayed and you asked and you've sought for. But the Lord says he's going to open them without your help. There's a key of provision that's open unto you, and that which is needed is going to be there before you get there. Amen. That which is needed is going to be there before you get there. It's not going to be by your hand. It's not going to be because you did it right or tried to do it. You keep walking. You keep pressing. You keep seeking. You keep knocking. But the Lord says before 84 is over, there's going to be a door opened up to you. There's going to be a door opened up to you, which is going to be a turning point for the rest of your life. And because of that open door, you're going to be a channel of blessing to others. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for the favor of God. Thank God for the favor of God. Amen. My sister right here. Y'all are together, aren't you? Would y'all come up here? I want to pray for y'all.
That the Lord has made.
Brother, would you go get me a glass of water? Glory to God. I'm not going to let my throat go out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. I exalt you. Lord, I thank you for these two. Lord, I thank you for these two. Lord Jesus, I thank you for their love. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you that they love you. I thank you that they love you. Lord Jesus, right now, I just come against the accuser. I just come against the accuser. I come against you in Jesus' name, and I say you're not going to tear up anymore. In Jesus' name, you're not going to lie to them anymore. You're not going to beat upon them anymore. You're not going to discourage them anymore. You're not going to press them under anymore. You're not going to shove them into the corner and beat upon them anymore, because you're defeated. You're defeated. You're defeated. You're defeated in Jesus' name. I take authority over the accusations. I take authority over the slander. I take authority over the fear and the worry. And I say in Jesus' name, they are loose. They are loose. They are loosed in the spirit of praise. And the high praises of God shall be a weapon in their mouth. And the high praises of God shall be a weapon in their mouth. And the high praises of God shall be a weapon in their mouth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of this discouragement is dropping away. We decree it. We decree it. We decree it in Jesus' name. We decree it in Jesus' name. And they're going forth in strength. 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 Glory to God. The Lord says his beauty's upon you. The Lord says his beauty's upon you. His beauty's upon you. You know, there's more than just beauty. There's beauty. There's anointed beauty. And the beauty of the Lord's upon you. And the Lord says, you quit letting that enemy accuse you and beat you down and tell you how you aren't going to make it and aren't good enough and you aren't even going to make it till the end of the week and things. He's alive. He's alive. The Lord's beauty's upon you. And he sees more than just what you've been and what you've been able. He sees potential. He sees potential. And you be encouraged in the Lord. And you be encouraged in the Lord. And you be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory, brother, I'm not getting on to you, but I feel like the Lord wants me to tell you that there's something that you can do. And that's to speak life. and speak creative life over this dear one. And you do it when you get up, and you do it when you go to bed. You look at her and you tell her that the beauty of the Lord's upon her. And when there's trials coming, yes, in Jesus' name, amen. And when there's tests coming, you speak strength into her. And when she's going through battles, you lay hands on her and you decree the blessings of God over her. Because you're the high priest. You're the high priest of the home, and you can speak that life and you can speak that blessing. And you're going to find that your words are going to start bearing fruit immediately. Amen. The Lord knows your desire. The Lord knows the desire of your heart. The Lord knows the desire of your heart, and you're going to find a whole lot of the desire of your heart being manifested even by the words you speak through this one. Is that okay? Amen. I don't know nothing, don't want to know nothing. All right? And I'm not getting on to you. I'm encouraging you that there's a ministry that you've got in your mouth. And all you have to do is start opening your mouth and speaking life over this dear one, and you're going to be amazed. You are going to be amazed at how strong and vibrant she's going to become. Amen. 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 She's going to get so sweet, y'all going to know what to do with her. Amen. Because she's already that sweet. Amen. But you're gonna minister to her and loose that over her. Amen. 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 Bless you, sister. Bless you, brother. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All you husbands, listen to me. All you husbands, listen to me. You're the high priest of your home. There was a day, maybe not too long ago, when we saw very few men coming into the kingdom of God. There were a whole lot of women, and bless their hearts, they had to. If they hadn't, nobody would ever got into the kingdom. Because that old hard head sure wasn't going to do it. But we're seeing God doing a thing in families today. And you men, hear me. You've got a position of authority in your home. And it's not authority over her, it's authority for her. Did you hear me? It's not to bring dominion and cast a rod over her. It's to speak the blessing of God upon her. And to release within her ministry and life and strength. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. We quit worshiping the Lord. You know what happens when we do that? Let's begin to worship the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We exalt you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We exalt you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak the blessing of God upon my brother, my sister. Father, I thank you for their faithfulness and their steadfastness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they've been rocks. I thank you, Lord, that they've been rocks. They've been foundation stones. Lord, they've been steadfast and immovable. But Lord, even steadfast and immovable rocks, Lord, need ministry. They need oil, Lord. When Jacob arose, he piled those stones and poured the oil upon them. Well, Father, I just speak the oil of the Lord upon them tonight. Lord, a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing, Lord, of your encouragement in your life. Father, against this weariness of flesh, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I speak life unto their flesh. I speak health unto their flesh. And Father, I speak a fresh release of your joy and your healing and your anointing. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this home. And Lord, right now, I speak an umbrella of peace upon this home. I speak an umbrella of peace upon this home. Lord, you see how they've been involved in the battle, and they stood in the war. And Lord, they stood as soldiers, and they battled, and they stood firm, and they stood strong. But Lord, even soldiers get furloughs. And Lord, even generals have habitations to rest in. Lord, I speak an umbrella of peace over this home. I speak an umbrella of peace over this home. Father, I decree in the Spirit that it shall be a habitation of joy. It shall be a habitation of rest. Lord, it shall be a refuge from the war. Lord, it shall be a refuge from the war. Father, charge even the air of that place with your presence, Lord. charge even the air of that place with your peace and with your presence. Father, we decree rest. We decree rest unto them. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.